Political polarization, is it healthy for democracy? In a second-year class I teach at Plymouth University, I argue that it is. I suggest that one reason that turnout's in decline across virtually all established democracies since 1945 is elections don't appear to matter as much any longer. Fundamentally, they're not about big ideas, but rather who would make the best administrator or manager of the economy. Think back to 1983 here in the UK, where the voting public was presented with a stark choice between two diametrically opposed candidates and parties. The Labour Party manifesto under Plumbody and Michael Foot has been derided as the longest suicide note in history, which is one of the best political lines of all time. But at least that election was about two very different ideas about how government and society ought to be organized and run. Elections today don't seem infused with the same sense of urgency. However, this belief in offering voters, to use the words of 1964 United States Republican presidential candidate Barry Goldwater, a choice, not an echo, is being challenged by the present situation in the United States. One faction of one party in one house of one branch of the federal government is essentially holding both the continued functioning of the government and potentially the global economy hostage in order to pursue its policy goals. Theirs is a strongly held fresh conviction, even if it's a conviction I very much disagree with. While their tactics are constitutional, they're at best controversial, at worst destructive, and not operating in the model of a loyal opposition. The party is not conforming to, and in fact blithely ignoring, legislative and electoral norms. And if they succeed, which they won't, they're establishing a dangerous precedent, one both sides can exploit in the future. Now don't worry, because of the way institutions of government are designed, it takes a pretty active imagination to see that ever happening here in the United Kingdom. But the Founding Fathers of the American Constitution specifically designed a system to make fundamental change difficult to achieve, and I don't think this is what they had in mind as a means to overcome those obstacles.